KJAN Sports.
It is time for that check of sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. Well, the final cross-country individual rankings from the Iowa Association of Track Coaches out late yesterday afternoon prior to this weekend's state cross-country championships. Let's take a look at where some of those area runners rank. In Class 3A girls, Reagan Anderson of Denison ranks 6th. Ellie Mendlick of Denison is 19th, while Taylor McCready of Atlantic, the freshman, is at number 21 in the final rankings. Class 2A boys, Adam Thompson of Southwest Iowa, the only area runner that shows up. He's at number 17. In Class 2A girls, Carly Larson of Underwood is the only runner locally on the list. She's at number 3 in the polling. In Class 1A boys, lots of area runners involved. Evan Wilson of Exira EHK checks in at number 2 in the final state rankings, while Bryson Wallace of Nottoway Valley is right behind him at number 3. Noah Nelson of ACGC is ranked 6th. Skylar Rawlings of Nottoway Valley ranked 12th. Jerry Jorgensen of Trainer ranked 16th. Tyler Braheny of Nottoway Valley ranked 21st. Josh Bowdler of Nottoway Valley ranked 26th, while Leo Garrigan of St. Albert is ranked 28th in the final poll. In Class 1A girls, lots of area runners as well. Peyton Poggy of Tri-Center is ranked 2nd in the state, with Jeanette Schraft of East Mills number 3. Emma Lucas of Bedford ranked 4th. Kate Crawford of ACGC is ranked 5th. Taylor Spohr of Logan Magnolia ranks 7th. And Ella Waddle of Panorama is ranked 9th. Also, Emma Swanson of ACGC rated 12th. Alexis Post of Riverside is ranked 16th. Gracie Springman of St. Albert is rated 17th, while Heidi Hall of AHSTW is ranked 29th in the final rankings of the year. Again, that state cross-country championship set for Saturday. Well, the Iowa High School Athletic Association released information on their football classification for the next two-year cycle last night. Those changes will reduce the number of teams in the large classes and allow for more schools to choose the 8-player option. No formal decisions on postseason qualifying and districting have been made yet. The changes will be implemented during the 2018-2019 redistricting cycle, and based on 6 priorities that were established by the classification committee, the class sizes will be like this. The top 42 schools, according to the 2017-18 documentation, will be in Class 4A. The next 54 will be in 3A. The next 54 will be in 2A. Then the next 54 in 1A. And the remainder of 11-player schools will be in Class A. Now, the 2016-17 current cycle had 48 schools in Class 4A, and the sizes of 3A, 2A, and 1A included 56 schools. The enrollment cap for schools to participate in 8-player football has also been raised from 115 to 120 students. Now, those classifications were based on those classification committee establishment priorities, and they include improving competitive balance, revitalizing rivalry games, reducing non-district travel, potentially increasing participation at all levels, trimming enrollment gaps in Class 4A, and maintaining 6 classes for at least 2 more years. And that redistricting effort will take place later on this year. Let's check what's going on in Big Ten Conference action. One of the biggest challenges for Ohio State on Saturday will be trying to slow down Heisman Trophy contender Saquon Barkley. The big junior is just as dangerous coming out of the backfield as a receiver as he is running the ball. He's the first Penn State player in history to gain 3,000 yards rushing and 1,000 yards passing. Actually, that should be receiving. Ohio State defenders say they'll have to account for him every play and hit him hard whenever they can. Just a few days before the first college football playoff rankings of the season are released, number 2 Penn State and number 6 Ohio State play a game that could make things complicated for the committee. A Penn State win means the Nittany Lions are basically a victory against number 16 Michigan State away from putting a vice grip on the division. If Ohio State wins, it gets trickier because of their home loss to Oklahoma earlier this season. Also, number 5 Wisconsin is a threat to score on both offense and defense, with the Badgers' penchant of turning interceptions into scores. They're tied with Duke for the most in the country with 4. Coordinator Jim Leonard's defense has intercepted 10 passes overall, so this season, after picking off a program record 22 last year. The Badgers will play at Illinois on Saturday. Over in the Big 12 Conference, Iowa State is the Big 12's 5th top 25 team and will host undefeated TCU in its first game as a ranked team since 2005. Cyclones have won 3 straight Big 12 games. It's the first time since 2012 they've won 3 conference games in an entire season. Fourth-ranked TCU is coming off a 43-0 home win over Kansas. Iowa State beat the Jayhawks 45-0 the week before that. Fourth-ranked TCU can likely solidify its playoff positioning with a win at number 25 Iowa State Saturday. The surprising Cyclones are ranked for the first time in 12 years. TCU is the Big 12's only undefeated team going into the last weekend before initial college football playoff rankings of the season are released. When TCU last played Iowa State before CFP rankings, the Frogs won by 52 points in the 2014 regular season finale, but they dropped out of the top four and missed the playoff. Number 22 West Virginia has seen several sluggish performances in Big 12 play. The Mountaineers need a big second-half comeback to beat Texas Tech 2 weeks ago, and on Saturday they nearly squandered a 25-point lead to Baylor. West Virginia will look for more consistent, solid play as it tries to stay in contention for a spot in the conference championship game. Next up is a home game Saturday against number 11 Oklahoma State. In Kansas City Chiefs news, Jamaal Charles envisioned playing his entire career with the Chiefs, retiring from the organization that drafted him. But the business of the NFL put a twist in those plans. Now their career rushing leader is returning to Kansas City with the rival Denver Broncos for a crucial AFC West showdown coming up on Monday night. Well, the schedule worked out well for injured Denver linebacker Shane Ray as the Broncos placed him on injured reserve to start the season after he broke his left wrist in training camp. He had to stay out 8 weeks, but the Broncos' bye counted as one of those weeks, and week eight technically ends Sunday night. So he'll be eligible to play Monday night when the Broncos visit the Kansas City Chiefs. The New York Jets have signed tight end Neil Sterling off of Kansas City's practice squad, and they place cornerback Xavier Coleman on injured reserve. Sterling had one catch for 8 yards while playing in 3 games with the Jets earlier this season after being signed as a free agent on September 3rd. Coleman injured his shoulder while playing special teams at Miami last Sunday. Also in NFL news, Dwight Freeney's retirement from football is on hold after the 3-time All-Pro signed a 1-year deal with the Seattle Seahawks yesterday. Freeney had given himself one more week before deciding the rest of the season would likely be spent on the golf course. Seattle needed a defensive end after Cliff Averill was placed on injured reserve due to a neck injury. The Jacksonville Jaguars have signed speedy linebacker Telvin Smith to a 4-year contract extension. He leads Jacksonville with 58 tackles, 3 pass breakups, and 2 interceptions this season. Mike Nugent is the Cowboys' new kicker, while Dan Bailey recovers from a strained right groin suffered in last week's 40-10 rout of the 49ers. Nugent played the previous 7 seasons with the Bengals before spending training camp with the Giants over the summer. Matt Prater is under contract with the Detroit Lions through the 2020 season after receiving a 3-year extension. Lions general manager Bob Quinn says Prater has proven to be one of the NFL's best kickers. Panthers coach Ron Rivera says Luke Kuechly is on pace to play Sunday against the Buccaneers after practicing Wednesday in full pads. Also, rookie quarterback Mitchell Trubisky has another target after the Bears acquired receiver Dontrell Inman from the Chargers for a 7th-round pick. Well, the Houston Astros climbed out of a 2-run hole Wednesday and then blew a 2-run lead in extra innings before they knotted the World Series at a game apiece. George Springer unloaded a 2-run homer off Brandon McCarthy in the 11th inning to lift the Astros past the Dodgers 7-6 in Los Angeles. Cameron Maben started the rally with a leadoff single and stole second before scoring on Houston's 4th home run since the 9th inning. The Astros stormed back from a 3-1 deficit, tying the game on a solo shot by Marwin Gonzalez in the 9th, before Josh Fields served up back-to-back homers to Jose Altuve and Carlos Correa in the top of the 10th inning. Yasiel Puig countered with a solo blast leading off the bottom of the 10th, but Houston was one out away from a 5-4 win until Enrique Hernandez poked an RBI single to extend the game. Jock Peterson and Corey Seager also went deep for the Dodgers, who were coming off a 3-1 victory in the opener. Astros starter Justin Verlander had a no-hitter until Peterson's solo shot in the 5th inning. Verlander also surrendered Seager's 2-run homer, but no other hits in his 6 innings of work. Winning pitcher Chris Devensky worked out of a 10th-inning jam but gave up Charlie Culberson's blast in the 11th before closing out the win, striking out Puig to end it. The team set a World Series record by combining for 8 home runs, 6 coming in the last 3 innings. Each team had 4 homers, but the Dodgers were out-hit 14-5. Astros manager A.J. Hinch has announced his starting pitchers for the next 2 games, saying Lance McCullers will pitch Friday and Charlie Morton will take the mound on Saturday. Those two were outstanding in Game 7 of the AL Championship, combining on a 3-hit shutout in a 4-0 win over the Yankees. Yu Darvish is slated to start Game 3 for the Dodgers, followed by Alex Wood. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.